gemstone hypnotizes Bentonville woman.
Spirit of John Wayne seen on screen.
Sasquatch spotted in Springdale.
UFO lands in Eureka Springs.
This is Ozarks at Large for April 1st, and with me is Becca Bacon-Martin. She's the editor of What's Up, founded Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. Also with me.
Antoinette Grajeda.
You got me all flustered with these headlines.
Well, it is April Fool's Day, which you've no doubt figured out by now, but these headlines are all accurate.
Sasquatch?
It's just a matter of interpretation.
Okay, let's start. Gemstone hypnotizes Bentonville woman?
Delaine Cox is, in fact, a Bentonville woman. Mm-hmm. And she's been mesmerized by gemstones ever since she figured out that she could wrap wire around them and turn them into jewelry.
I got you.
She and other members of the Northwest Arkansas Gem and Mineral Society will show off what they do and explain why they love doing it at the Spring Gem, Mineral, and Jewelry Show this weekend at the Siloam Springs Community Center. I expect I shall need money. They'll have dealers in rocks, minerals, fossils, gemstones. They'll have a kids' dig outside where kids can buy a bag of dirt and then find out what's in it. They'll have educational displays and demonstrations of shaping and polishing stones and flint napping. And it's 9 to 6 on Saturday and 10 to 5 on Sunday. And admission is a $5 donation for adults and $3 for children 12 and under.
Okay.
What was the second one? You've already forgotten.
What was it? It was
Spirit of John Wayne, seen on screen.
Yes, Spirit of John Wayne, yes.
Well, this is the first night for the 112 drive-in.
Super.
And the first show is the new version of True Grit. But one assumes John Wayne's spirit will be in evidence. The 112 drive-in opened in 1980, which was well after the heyday of drive-ins.
You tend to think since it's a drive-in, it must have opened in 55 or something.
And there's this great story about the last drive-in in Fayetteville was where Fiesta Square is now. There's this great story about having a big party at that drive-in.
Mm-hmm. And then they caravaned over.
Everybody caravanning over to 112. So it's still $12 a carload.
So True Grit, usually it's a double feature.
Second show is No Strings Attached.
Okay.
Showtime's about 8 o'clock this weekend, today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Sasquatch spotted in Springdale.
I know where you're going with that one. The Naturals.
Well, yeah.
Strike. The
and
mascot.
Yes. And it's not just that he looks like Sasquatch. That's how Tyler Wardwell has been portraying him. The guy inside Strike is a senior at Bentonville High School.
Really?
And he's also been the BHS Tiger. And he starts college in the fall at the University of the Ozarks in Clarksville, where he'll be the Eagle mascot.
There you go.
It's a career. He says when he was a little kid, he went to Shoney's and he told his mom he wanted to grow up and be the Shoney Bear. She thought he was kidding. So here's the scoop on the Naturals. 3 games starting on Thursday.
Right.
The San Antonio Missions. Second 3 games, so it's a 6-game homestand, the Corpus Christi Hooks. Tickets start at $7.
Yeah, and they have different promotions throughout the year, and they are your defending Texas League champions.
There you go. And Kyle was all happy on Thursday because it was opening day for the Royals, so just in case he didn't get that plug in. And the final headline, of course, is UFO lands in Eureka Springs.
And I know what that's all about.
They do every year.
Yes, they do.
Or at least the UFO followers do. It's the Ozark UFO Conference. It starts next Friday, the 8th. And the headliner is John Two Hawks.
Wait, what?
The musician?
Yeah.
What?
No, it's not that he thinks he's
been
seen
abducted,
an NFO or been abducted or anything. They just invited him to come and perform. So he'll perform all weekend next weekend, the 8th, 9th, and 10th. And he says he wants to pay tribute to one of his friends, Richard Seifried, who is one of the featured speakers.
Okay.
They're also going to have the director of the National UFO Reporting Center, some authors, somebody who's going to talk about alien abduction. It's always fun. Into the Ozarks Convention Center starts on Friday, April 8th, and you can find out more at ozarkufo.com.
This is a national conference or like a sort of a middle-of-the-country conference? Isn't there something that... Or are these people from all over?
Oh, these are people from all over.
All over.
Yeah.
Okay.
And places we may not have ever been.
Exactly.
And so it wasn't an April Fool's Day joke after all.
That's right.
And neither are these things that you should remember. George's Majestic Lounge turns 84 this weekend. performances by Big Smith and Great American Taxi tonight, and by the Seven Walkers tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. Drummer from Grateful Dead.
Right.
Fayetteville Farmers Market and the West Fork Farmers Market both start tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
When it will be warmer.
Mm-hmm.
They promise.
Mm-hmm.
We can hope.
We can hope. And we've got a whole list of farmers markets in today's What's Up, and we'll have more as the season goes along. Today is First Friday in Bentonville.
That's right. When the First Friday is the first, it just catches me by surprise.
It confuses all of us.
Because it's been March until today.
And this is the first Friday of the year, so we're not back in the habit. The headline artist is a reggae performer, as one, mm-hmm. who will perform at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
And all sorts of other things going on this evening. Also tonight at 7, Thoroughly Modern Millie at Fayetteville High School.
Musical.
The Dumb Waiter, Step One Theater.
Right.
They perform at 8 tonight and tomorrow at Be Unlimited Theater, which is one of those alternative warehouse spaces on West Center Street in Fayetteville. And tickets are $10. And this weekend wraps up 100 Years of Broadway at the Walton Arts Center. 8 o'clock tonight, 2 and 8 tomorrow, and 2 and 7 on Sunday. And tickets start at $23.
Full lineup.
And I'm really Becca Bacon Martin.
And
I
she
promise.
Is?
The editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
No fooling.